ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, I want to remind myself and you, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ibrahim, where he said that he who thanks me for my ni'mat, for the blessings that I have given him, I will increase those ni'mat for him. And he said, the one who is ungrateful, وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ, the one who is ungrateful to me, then beware that my punishment is very severe. I remind myself and you that today we live in a world where many of us, we complain. And we complain about this thing we don't have and that thing we don't have and this irritation and that irritation. And many times people write to me and complain about this and that. And I am reminded of this ayat of the Quran and also of the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, in matters of the dunya, look to the one who has less than you. In the matters of dunya, look to the one who has less than you. And in the matters of the akhirah, look to the one who has more than you. Now, if you look at this wonderful advice, أَوْ كَمَا خَلَىٰ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, there is a famous saying which I'm sure all of us have heard, which says, I complained about my shoes until I saw a man who had no feet. There is a famous true story about one of the greatest tennis champions that ever lived and who won the maximum number of wins in Wimbledon. And he, during a blood transfusion, he had an accident, and in the blood transfusion, he contracted AIDS. So the AIDS also didn't happen to him because he did anything wrong. It's in the blood transfusion he contracted AIDS. So now obviously he is dying, and painfully. So one of his fans, out of his love for him, he said to him, why did this have to happen to you? Why you? And this man's response is something which is a matter of reflection for all of us. All of us who claim to be Muslim must really seriously think about it. The man said to him, when this man asked him, why you? Why did this have to happen to you? So he said to him, every year, 5 million people want to learn to play tennis. In the world, he said, these are not exact figures, but he said, 5 million people want to learn how to play tennis. And he said, out of those 5 million, he said, perhaps only 50,000 get the opportunity to professionally learn coaching of how to play tennis. He said, out of those 50,000 want to learn to play professional tennis and to take part in international tournaments. And he said, out of those 50,000, maybe 500 make it to any international tournament. And he said, those 500, they have only one goal in mind, which is to make it to Wimbledon, to play in Wimbledon. And he says, out of those 500 globally, maybe 5 make it to play in Wimbledon. And he says, every one of those 5 who plays in Wimbledon wants to win Wimbledon, the championship. And he said, out of those 5, only 1 wins Wimbledon championship. So he said, when God chose me out of 5 million, he said, I never asked why me. He says, today you want me to ask, why me? About this? Think about this. And man was not a Muslim. But think about this. We claim to know Allah, we claim to worship Allah. The man says, when Allah chose me, when God chose me and made me one out of 5 million, I never asked why me. And today I get a disease, I am dying. You want me to ask why me? The shukr, the reason I am saying is that wallahi today, the things that we don't want, our nightmares are the dreams of other people. What you call your nightmare and you say, oh my God, this thing I hate. Somebody else in this world is making dua, oh Allah, give me that. Because he doesn't even have that. The things that we complain about are the prayers of other people. And you don't have to go very far. You don't have to go, you know, to all the war areas of the world and all the crime areas of the world. You can go around in your own city and you will see the food that we throw away into the garbage bin is picked out of that garbage bin by another human being just like us. And he eats that food and he thanks Allah that he gave him this food. Yeah. And this is, I'm not talking about America or Australia or France, I'm talking about Hyderabad, Dhaka, here. I have seen it myself. How will we answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then we complain. This problem, this pain, that pain. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. I remind myself and you, anytime we feel like complaining, stop your mouth. Until you say it, there is no sin on you, and think about people in the city, in other parts of the world, Muslims and non-Muslims, who are suffering, who are being oppressed, who are being discriminated against, who are being tortured, who are in all kinds of difficulties. And then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically for that pain that He gave you. Thank Allah for that difficulty He gave you. Thank Allah for the pain that He gave you. Say, Alhamdulillah, you gave me this pain, Ya Allah, I thank you for this pain. Yeah? Specifically, I'm not talking about thanking Allah for the ni'mah. The pain is a ni'mah because the pain takes you close to Allah. Many of us, may Allah forgive us, many of us only worship Allah when there is a problem. Many of us are truly connected to Allah only when there is a problem. Many of us are true, we pray tahajjud only when we are in difficulties, when we are in problems. So what do you expect? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends you difficulty, Alhamdulillah, this is ni'mah for us. Because Allah is connecting you with that difficulty. If we develop the habit of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, if we develop the habit of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mat, then maybe Allah would not have sent us the difficulties. We are connected to Him anyway. But the reality of most people is what? When do you call Allah? When there is a problem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran also. Allah said they call me when they call Allah when they are in a storm in the sea, and when they come back to the shore, then they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is our reality. This is a may Allah protect us. This is our reality. So thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically for the difficulties and say, oh Allah, I thank you for this difficulty because of this difficulty you connected me to you. Now remove the difficulty and keep me connected. My brother, I really seriously, I ask myself as we are getting closer and closer to our own ends, and each one of us is getting closer to his own end. There's no doubt about this. I'm not talking about me, everybody. The day you were born was the day when you had the maximum lifespan. After that, it's a clock that runs backwards. And we do not know whose clock will stop when. We don't know who will die first. The young die before the old die before the young. There is no... All that we know is that one day we die. But we have no idea who will die when. And that is why it's a very good idea to prepare for that time. Because one day that clock will stop ticking. And then we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah to make that day the best day of our lives. And to make the last action, the best day, best action of our lives. And to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika.